From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Andrew Yost. The U.S. Department of Agriculture says it's expanding a program to develop the use of plant-based plastic, rubber, and fiber used in manufacturing. The USDA is offering loan guarantees initially designed for ethanol plants to companies that replace petroleum-based materials with plant-based plastics and other components used in manufacturing a wide range of products, from Coca-Cola bottles to seat cushions used in Ford cars. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack says a report released yesterday shows bio-based industries can boost the rural economy by providing new jobs and returning manufacturing to the U.S. The report, mandated by the 2014 Farm Bill, was written by professors at Duke University and North Carolina State University. It says plant-based manufacturing contributed $369 billion to the nation's economy in 2013 and created 4 million jobs. Missouri school districts will now be able to obtain the results of background checks more quickly thanks to a new website. The Missouri State Highway Patrol's enhanced Missouri Automated Criminal History site recently was launched. Districts are being trained this summer on how to use and access the secured website. The Springfield News Leader reports that getting the results of background checks used to take weeks in the past for districts. The new system allows districts to get them online within a matter of minutes. Another layer of the system, expected to be fully operational by early 2016, is designed to quickly alert districts if a current employee has been arrested or charged with a crime. Both Missouri Republican Senator Roy Blunt and Democrat Claire McCaskill are co-sponsoring legislation to help fund improvements in deteriorating infrastructure. St. Louis Public Radio's Jim Howard reports.
In addition to roads and bridges, many less visible elements of our infrastructure need repairing or rebuilding, such as water and sewer systems. The senators say what's needed is an independent agency that can help local and state governments leverage private dollars for this work. Blunt says, for example, part of St. Louis's wastewater system was built when Abraham Lincoln was president.
It's amazing how long wood will last when you keep it perpetually underwater, but it's not going to last forever.
The new financing authority would be given $10 billion to get started and then would become self-sufficient by providing low-interest loans and charging modest fees. By one estimate, it would take an additional $1.6 trillion to put all U.S. infrastructure in a state of good repair. In Washington, I'm Jim Howard.
Mercy Health officials say the company will lay off 300 to 350 employees in four states next week. The company, based in Chesterfield, said in a news release Wednesday the layoffs will occur in four states, but it did not specify which states. The healthcare company has hospitals in Missouri, Kansas, Oklahoma, and Arkansas, as well as outreach ministries in Louisiana, Mississippi, and Texas. It says most of the layoffs will be from leadership employees. The statement says Mercy is facing challenges caused by the Affordable Care Act and lack of Medicaid expansion in Missouri. It says the layoffs are needed to simplify the company's organization, make it more efficient, and reduce costs. The company will notify affected employees next week. I'm Andrew Yost, KBIA News, Columbia.